Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of 1 John chapter 4, verses 7 through 10, we finish with verse 10. I was just starting the invitation, so listen closely as we start there today.
On his firm foundation for the Bible stands.
What is the way to that love? Look at verse 10. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be the propitiation for our sins. God first loved us. Verse 19 will tell us that when we get to it. He loved us before we were born. He knew every sin I would ever do, everything I'd ever do wrong. He knows my thoughts afar off, Psalms 139 tells us. He knew I needed a Savior, and he knows I could not save myself. And he knows that of every human being. Not one human can save himself, only Jesus. He loves others. Jesus loves others through us. God loves them through us. A new commandment placed on the level of the Ten Commandments, that we're to love one another as he loved us. And we see how he loved us. It is a terrible sin to not love the brethren. But perhaps the greatest sin is in Mark 12, 30 and 31. Jesus was asked, what is the greatest commandment? And he said, it's to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul, with all your might. And you know, I can honestly say, before I was saved and since I've been saved, I haven't always loved the Lord my God with all my heart, with all my mind, with all my strength, with all my being. I just haven't always done it on a daily basis. Now, if he said that's the greatest commandment, wouldn't it make you think that if God said this is the most important of all the commandments, they're all important, but the most above all commandments, more important than any other commandment, is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, body, and mind. Wouldn't it then tell us if that's the most important commandment to him, the greatest sin is to break that commandment? And we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. We're even to love our neighbors as we love ourselves, and then, well, really, as we said, Jesus strengthened that to say as he loved us. He gave his life for us. And that's why every one of us are born deserving to go to hell, because we've inherited that sin nature. In Luke 13:3, Jesus said, except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. And that was so important, he repeated it just two verses later in verse 5 of Luke 13. Except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. He's the only way. In Acts chapter 4, verse 12, he says, there's none other name under heaven given among men whereby you must be saved. You know, the Bible just stresses over and over, if you're going to go to heaven, it's only going to be through Jesus Christ. It's not going to be your good works. It's not going to be some church. It's not going to be some religion. It's not going to be baptism. It's only through Christ. So in love, he sent his son. He was sent from one place to another. That some place that he was sent from is heaven. Heaven where he was adored and worshipped. That the angels wanted to do anything he said, where he sat in a throne that was high and lifted up. And he emptied himself of all that glory. He was sent from there. But guess what? in John 14:1-3. After having told his disciples of him being crucified, and really it's going to be that very next day, he said, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God? Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also." Oh, now he's preparing us a place, that place that he left. He's going back, and it's even going to be better. And he's going to take us there. In a world of sin and sorrow, just remember, this world is not my home. I'm just passing through. Problems that will seem to come from religious people, family, friends, oh, they may mount up and seem so great. But that's this side of heaven. Jesus said there'd always be tares among the wheat. There'd always be hypocrites in the crowd. As someone allowed Jesus' love to come through them to tell me of the gospel, allow his love to go through you to tell others of his love. They may think you're crazy, but give them a chance to be rescued from hell. The gospel may hit them later. Don't be cruel as to withhold it because you fear what they might think about you. And notice the good news. His Son is the propitiation for our sins. Propitiation means that he was the entire payment for all of my sins for all time. Look, when Jesus died on the cross and was buried and rose from the dead, I hadn't been born yet. But he died then for every sin I ever would commit. He paid the penalty. I just had to receive it through repentance and faith. And my friend, that payment was not a down payment of which I must take over the payments after that. No. Oh, no. My friend, Jesus paid it all. You might be listening. You say, "Well, will he save me from my sins?" You remember the Apostle Paul, responsible for the death of others, of God's people? Mary Magdalene, a witch. The woman at the well, 5 husbands, the guy she's living with, it's not her husband, the woman taken in adultery. The thief on the cross. Oh, yes, he will save you if you'll come to him. Not trusting your works, not trusting my goodness and no. All of our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. No, he'll save you as you are. For Romans 5:8 says it this way, "But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners," by yet sinners he means in our very worst state, as bad as we may be, "while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." Only the blood of Jesus can cleanse you of your sin and make you accepted before God at the day of judgment. Oh, what love he has for you, and yet you must receive him. Would you like to do that right now? In Romans 10:9, he says that thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. You know what that means? Lord, he was God come in the flesh. Jesus, he was human. He is fully God and fully human at that point. And he was crucified. His blood was shed for every sin you ever have or ever will commit. And he was buried. But 3 days later, he rose bodily from the grave. And the very next verse, Romans 10:10, says, "For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made to salvation. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." My friend, he will save you. He'll save you now. He said if you'd call upon him, believing with your heart. How do you believe with your heart? you trust with your life. You know, you can think that an airplane will fly you, but you don't really trust. You might think that a surgeon is good, but you don't really trust him until you're willing to say, okay, my life is in your hand. I know there's a 50-50 chance of getting through this surgery, but I do die if I don't get it, so I'm going to trust you with my life. I'm going to trust you to fly me there. I'm going to trust. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. You are trusting the righteousness of Christ to make you accepted in him before God the Father. And since God doesn't lie, it does. So you believe into his righteousness. With the mouth confession is made to salvation, you ask him to save you. You can do that right now, right where you are, will you? You're not sure if you died today that heaven's your home, but you believe that Jesus died for your sins and was buried and rose from the dead, and you're willing to receive him as your Lord and Savior right now, then just pray this prayer that I'm going to pray. The prayer that I pray will only be words if you don't mean it. But if you mean it, then pray this prayer. Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner. Forgive me of my sins. I believe Jesus Christ shed his blood on the cross for all my sin and died for me. I believe 3 days later he rose up bodily from the grave. I right now invite Jesus Christ to come to my heart and my life as my Lord, as my God, as my Savior. Save me right now. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name. Now, my friend, if you just meant that, you just prayed that and you meant it, I want to ask you to do a couple things. What you did just now sealed it for eternity. But now you're a babe in Christ. Now you need to grow. So let me ask you to do these few things. First of all, write us and let us know, but also tell somebody about it. Perhaps call the church in your area that may, that's a Fundamental Independent Baptist Church. You may look up on your Google Independent Baptist Churches in my area. Call there, find out their King James, if they're not singing the rock and roll, but rather singing the old hymns, and just say, I just asked the Lord to save me. What's my next step? And they'll be right there to help you. Then, getting a good King James Bible. Not the new King James, but the old King James. Just tell them you want the old King James Bible. And you get started, read the Bible. Start in the book of John. I think it's a good book to start in. How many verses do you read each day? That's up to you. Read them, think on them, and think of what God has done for you. Ask him to teach you. Get in church. Be faithful to church. Pray every day. And let God work in you, and let him work through you. Please write us and let us hear from you. Well, I want to thank you for listening today to the Lamp and Light broadcast. Please ask your friends to listen too, because that's how the Lamp and Light grows, my friend. Please allow the lamp of God's Word to be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.com. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will plant my feet on his firm foundation.